LexusLexington.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Oh.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty America, coming at you live every weekday, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone, and on Saturdays from 4 to 6 Central Standard Time Zone. And, folks, you have with you on this beautiful, well, I'm just kind of over-fabricating that just a little bit, folks. Just kind of heightening the truth, you know.
Intensity.
Just a little bit. We are live from Orlando, Florida, folks. Now, I got to tell you this. Yesterday, it was 87 degrees.
Woo!
88, I'm sorry. The day before that, I think it was 88 degrees. So you want to talk about hot. And I understand back home in Minnesota, it is actually a snowstorm going on.
Snowing. Cold. Traffic is backed up.
So I keep emailing everybody that's taking care of the pad. It's 88 degrees. It's 87 today. 85. And then all of a sudden, I didn't get any more responses.
They quit responding? Maybe their phone froze or something.
They could have.
The application was frozen.
Could have burnt down my house just to keep warm. I don't know.
We're using your front door for kindling.
But actually, folks, we are in Orlando, Florida. It's Saturday, November 19th, 2011. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guys. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. It's a fact. Go on WND today, and you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. WN, WorldNetDaily.com. This is the show the conservatives and that the liberals, because we are the conservatives, that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers, the choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despised. Yes, you heard what I said. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show today, you can't be. I'm really sorry about that, but we don't have a phone number. If you'd like to call Orlando, you can do that. And by the way, we want to say thank you to 660 AM WRL in Orlando, Florida. If you'd like to try to figure out what their number is, you can go ahead and do that. But outside of that, we're just enjoying the sun here, aren't we, other guy?
Well, leave it a secret. It's a mystery.
Absolutely it is. The show that we think, and it's where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Because as I always say, folks, It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And folks, as I've always said, and as I mean, I say it again, we are turning talk radio into do radio. Did you want to see the Rebecca St. James flyer?
I was just looking at this because, again,
we're praising Jesus.
We want to thank our folks, our Salem affiliate down here, 950WTLN.com.
Okay.
And also the 660WORL,
okay,
both stationing out of here. And it is a lovely place to have a radio station in Orlando, Florida. And we just want to thank you folks again
for having us
here.
No offense. Any place doing live radio out of Orlando, Florida,
it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. You can put me in a hole with, rats running around.
Yeah,
you know,
and it'll probably be painted aqua, because I know it's people down here like aqua buildings. Strange colors down here.
Overkill. Mm. Overkill. A very important announcement, and it's first things first. I would like to tell you folks that after almost 10 years that we have been with Salem Communications, we have been with Salem for almost 10 years, folks. We are done with our contract with Salem Communications as of today. Believe it or not, it's the last show on Salem Communications. As I just said, when I say that we are turning talk radio into do radio, folks, that's a fact of life for this ministry. We're not just casting our pearls before swine. And one of the things we're catching on to right now is just that. We're not going to cast our pearls before swine. When you have major personalities agreeing with the Obama administration on anything, folks, you know something's very wrong. And on this network, as well as with others, the whole dinosaur thing, you can be the smartest individual on the planet Earth.
And wealthy.
But if there's no change brought forth,
that's right,
what's the sense?
Where's your salt?
This last week, a major on a network said after the Penn State scandal that he would like to say what them people were that were doing the violating towards the little kids, but he would not call them out. And a lot of you folks out there know exactly who I'm talking about. Folks, just think about that just for 1 minute. I'm not going to have anything to do with that. Zero, zilch, nada, no. If this is just talk radio, that's wonderful. Folks, keep turning on talk radio.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't bring resolve, what's the sense in listening to talk? You have to bring forth your faith with your works to bring about resolve. As I was telling you just this week, a major on another network said that the Penn State scandal, concerning the Penn State scandal, which I'm going to talk about a little bit today, that he wouldn't say what them people were. They're pedophiles. He wouldn't call them for what they were, folks. In other words, he would not step out to stop these crimes against our children because his money and his reputation were too important to him.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you something, folks? How much does this individual love his people and his country? Because I can already see his love for God. There's not a.
Mm-hmm.
By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments.
That's right.
We can't love people until we first love God. Because the Bible says in Romans 5:8 that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. So, folks, we need to get back to what really matters here. When we again talk about turning talk radio into do radio, we mean just that. I say all that to say this. We're done with Salem Communications after 10 years of radio. We've ran our course. We've done everything we could possibly do. We've seen change. Every time we have an event, folks, we see the people come. And we see in some situations, some of these networks just can't keep up with this ministry. And they don't want to keep up with this ministry because that's all they want to do is sell. They don't want to bring about change. And we're not going to have any of that.
That's right.
And it's not just Salem Communications we're talking about. As a matter of fact, in most cases, we're not. But what I am saying is that we are turning talk radio and to do radio.
It's ready to do, folks.
And by the way, if you'd like to check us out, go to Genesis Communication Networks, because we've been national for 6 years and we're going to continuously go forward nationally. So grow with us, because we're not going anywhere. We'll be right back after this break. You got Bradley and Jake with
us. Hi, I'm Brian Toohey, sitting in for Ted Bear. Immortals is a rousing sword and sandals ancient warrior epic set in a pagan universe of ancient Greek gods. Theseus competes with the evil king Hyperion to find a magical bow and arrow that can help to win any battle. After escaping captivity, Theseus forms a band of fellow prisoners. They find themselves in one exciting yet bloody battle after another, climaxing with a final battle for the walls of a mountain fortress. Immortals is exciting and visually stunning. The story is set in mythical Greek times, so there are references to Greek gods and other mythological beings and creatures. The hero learns to take moral responsibility as a leader of his people. Throughout the movie, mentors and gods inspire him to fight evil and stand up to do the right thing, no matter the cost to himself. This positive content is marred by a gratuitous level of R-rated violence and brief nudity in one scene. If you've enjoyed this review, you can support Movie Guide by texting the word movie to 20222 to send a $10 donation to help us continue providing movie reviews from a Christian perspective.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Boy, that sounds great. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, live from Orlando, Florida. What can I say? Other than the fact that it's beautiful out there. And, well, it's snowing back home in Minnesota. We just wanted to kind of rub that in just a little bit. It was 80-something degrees today.
Yep. Yesterday I got a little bit of burn on me. Saw an iguana walking around and some plants. I mean, you don't see that in Minnesota this time of year.
Jake's a 31-year-old individual that looks like he's 75 right now. He's 32. He's looking at his wife and asking if she's he's 32 now.
Thank you.
Folks, as I was saying right before the break, our contract with Salem Communication is up at the end of 10 years, folks. We're very close to 10 years. I can't give the exact date, but it's been 10 years. And the reason being is, you know what? We've run our course, and we're groovy. We're good.
Everything is good.
It is, because we've been going out. We've been branching out nationally over the last 6 months now, and we're getting picked up all over the country, and we're going to continuously run down those channels. And let me bring it to the point that I made right before the break as well. This last week, a major personality on another network said after the Penn State scandal that he would like to say what them people were, in other words, pedophiles, but he would not call them out for what they were. And when I heard that, I said to the crew in my ministry, I'm going to have no part of this anymore. If they don't want to bring about resolve in our country, why are people listening to these people, a pederast?
Yeah.
But the word was pedophile, he wouldn't say.
He didn't want to comment on the fact of their persuasion.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he was afraid.
Yeah.
It's 20 million listeners, and he's afraid to call it out for what it is. Can you say a responsibility before God that he's not taking, and a lack of love for his country because he cares more about his money and his reputation than he does about those kids?
Yeah.
Folks, I want you to listen carefully as to what I'm saying, because this is happening all day on conservative radio.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you individuals out there that listen, you have a responsibility to move on the information that you've been given as well. Okay. How come conservatives can sit there and talk about how bad the country is and in the same line joke about it?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Because our forefathers didn't leave us that. They didn't play games with our freedoms. Mm-hmm. They understood the severity of what was going on when a tyrant stuck his head up.
That's right.
But now, today, I guess you just laugh it off. And if we end up like Europe, I guess we end up like Europe, you know?
You know, life.
Or Greece or whoever, you know, when the economy's completely upside down and the Chinese own everything. You know, I guess that's fun. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go have dinner.
That should irritate some of you people out there. But this is what conservatives are doing all day long, folks. Mm-hmm. And it's sickening. Yeah. And I praise God that there's some people sticking their heads up, and they're willing to stand up. And by the way, they're called patriots, folks. Not conservatives, they're patriots. And patriot means to uphold dying laws. They're doing the stuff, and they're bringing about resolve, just like the patriot, the Tea Partiers are, on a nationwide basis right now. Look, you have these people trying to bring about resolve because of the super committee can't bring about resolve. And then that super committee in government's having secret missions and appointments meetings and all these other secret concealed. What happened to this transparency? But I guess the conservatives are laughing about it, you know? I mean, who cares? It's just our kids that are going to have to eat the pill, you know?
It's a big deal. We'll be gone by then, sure.
Sure,
you know? And that, there's something to be said about our founders when they did what you just said. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, their reputations, and their sacred honor.
And it's the very thing that the modern-day conservatives will not do.
But they'll talk about that all day long. Oh, these great men.
They'll nudge up to it, yep, and they'll praise the dead, but they won't do what the dead did so they could have the freedom that the dead died to give them.
That's right. So speaking of this, what's it like to put your reputation on the altar? That's where they won't go.
That's right.
But yet they'll praise our founders for doing it. What's it like to put your fortune on the altar? I mean, how many of our founders actually lost all of these, including their lives in the end? Because they would finance the war, they put their money right where their mouth is. And how are you going to see God show himself strong on your behalf unless you go all the way over to God's side and actually say what he said?
Kind of like when Moses came down and they built a golden calf and he said, whoever's on the Lord's side, you come over here.
Yeah, divide.
Oh, but you know, that was then.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the same.
We don't
same.
Have to do that anymore.
No.
Because Moses did that.
No, yeah. I mean, it's a little too extreme, a little too radical.
Almost sounds a little legalistic, maybe.
Possibly. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, or if I was a liberal, for the most part, I'd be laughing at the conservatives because they still have those dinosaurs on the radio that are still talking about the same issues they've been talking about since the 70s when they got burnt out.
They're chasing after the liberals because it's just like
it's a game to them.
Libs look behind them. Oh, yeah, they're coming. Yeah, about 20 yards off. They're a little behind us. They're where we are 10 years ago, but they'll keep coming. Keep coming. Yeah. We're leading, guys. Come on.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, folks, and in all sincerity, because I am being facetious, but this is exactly what you hear. And we're talking to PR people. We're talking to publicists all over the country. Folks, it's just really to the point of being absolutely ridiculous. You want to talk about bearing shame, and yet these conservatives are walking around with their nose up in the air like they're all that in a bag of chips. Mm-hmm. I'm ashamed of them. I told my wife the other day, I said I'm embarrassed even to be a part of it if this is what they're doing. And it's not so much as what they say that bothers me. It's what they don't say that bothers me. And I'm tired of what they're not saying.
Yep, what they won't do.
Let me say it this way. These people, these personalities, folks, are the very reason that we, America, are in the position that we are in. And I've said this 50,000 times, and I say again, they have and continue to subject me and my generation to everything and to protect us from nothing, yet make jokes about it like it's funny. Like, everything isn't already to the point of being, is there a return? Is there any hope left? You know what? But I do have hope.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest with you, I'm glad that people are getting tired of those that are not saying what needs to be said and those that are not doing what needs to be done.
Yep. Well, I mean, what would cause a man to risk his reputation, his fortune, and his sacred honor? Hope. And where would that hope come from? There's only one source that hope would come from.
Jesus
not
Christ.
From their wealth,
Amen.
Not from their fortune, but from Christ himself.
But I guess that's the thing today in America. You know what? We'll talk all big and bad only so
talk
far.
Talk about Christ, right?
Only so far as it doesn't cost us anything,
right?
TV personalities,
right?
Radio show personalities. Yeah. As long as it doesn't cost us anything, we're willing to do it. And by the way, as long as we can do it in a studio and we don't have to go outside and actually talk to real people, we can just keep flinging it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you know, they forget they live in glass houses, but what they do is they fortify their houses so their windows can't be broken.
That's right.
No, that's called a coward. That's not a patriot.
That's right.
That's not a patriot at all.
And you just like, well,
and folks, listen, I will on national radio. We're doing interviews all over the country again. We're working with different networks. We're branching out nationally right now. I've had it with these people, and I'm going to begin to call them out for what they are, because people have had it with them as they're sitting there making light they take lightly and they esteem lightly the rock of their salvation. We're not supposed to lightly esteem who we are, people. We're becoming a joke. We're becoming a byword and a proverb to foreign nations. We're becoming a joke because our conservatives aren't doing the job.
That's right.
Because your Republicans are not doing the job, folks. Because your churches are not doing the job. Because your government is negotiating and compromising away everything our veterans bled, fought, and died to magnify.
That's right.
That's what's going on.
And,
we're
shame.
Not going to have anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm. And, folks, you're going to be able to follow us line by line at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you go to the right-hand column, you're going to be able to hear us live every single day. We're still going 6 days a week. We're going to have more content, as I encourage you every single time we do a show. You want to go to the Facebook and become a fan. As a matter of fact, Bradley's been doing weekly commentary on WorldNet Daily and also Genesis Communication. So there's a new video out every week.
We're doing interviews across the country right now.
And these things are happening.
Yes.
And they're happening, and there's a college tour coming up. So these are things you want to stay in focus with us. As we do radio, we're going to be able to branch out and do talk radio, but with dew behind it, all throughout the country, and you're going to want to follow that at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What kind of dew, though?
The right kind of dew.
It's not like...
Not Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Not dew.
Okay.
We're talking about the real dew.
Dew radio.
Dew with works.
Having a little fun, but we really are out
We're
there
serious
drinking
about
the
it.
Absolutely.
I'm serious.
Got the scars.
So am I!
Yes.
I'm serious, Robert.
That sounded like Braveheart.
I'm serious, Robert.
You guys are getting too serious.
So am I!
It's just getting way out there. It kind of reminds me of Jesus when he was talking to the sons of the fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And he said,
oh, yeah.
You're like dead men's graves, and men walk over you, and they don't even know it. And then he said to them, it's like they are there to praise the prophets, mm-hmm. but it was your fathers that killed the prophets.
That's right.
And then it's safe to praise the prophets when they're dead, but not when they're alive.
Mm-hmm.
Because once they're dead, then they can continuously create a God that looks just like them.
Idols.
Doesn't that sound familiar, America?
Idols, radio stations, churches, awards, Christian colleges.
Better not get too serious about it, because then we might lose our 401k.
Oh, okay.
You know.
And our C357.
Yeah, that too.
Some of the other stuff that we've got.
Whatever you might lose, mm-hmm. we better hold on to
Maybe
it.
Maybe the front page on the
Christmas. Reputation.
Yep.
You know?
Maybe our honor.
We don't want to lose our reputation.
That's right.
I mean, like, we have a reputation. When we gave our lives to Christ, I thought we were crucified with Christ.
He will save
his life. And we were buried with Christ. That's something like that.
He who saves his life will lose it.
And he who
loses
his life. Yeah, that's it.
We'll save it.
But that's got to be Old Testament.
That was Jesus.
He was talking about the Old Testament.
That's got to sound like Chinese to some of these folks listening to us.
Totally.
What's the problem? What's the problem? Well, we'll complain about them all day, but we won't lift a finger to do anything about it. Totally. What are you saying, dude?
I
love listening to you, though. You're the best.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, great. Yes, you're praising the Lord. Yeah. That's great. So, folks, we love you. And for those that listen to the Sons of Liberty on a weekly basis, you get us.
That's right.
We've had it. We're going to have no part of it. We're growing nationally. We want you to go with us. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break. Okay. Jake.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satanshow.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Well, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just talking about, during the break, I was just thinking to myself, no, actually, sounds pretty decent right now. But I was thinking to myself, you know, I mean, what we could do, Jake, is we could, I don't know, protest abortion for 30 years and then act like it's
one day a year.
Then act like it's someone else's fault. No, that's the tax rallies.
Yeah, but that's the abortion thing, too.
No. What we do as conservatives now, we protest. Mm-hmm. Let's protest taxes once a year.
Yeah.
Then when we do that, because I know we probably have about 20,000 local listeners, mm-hmm. that way we can try to find our worth in that yearly protest one day.
Should we talk about the Constitution during that one day on the tax rallies?
A little bit, but not too much. Because
maybe just say the word Constitution.
Yeah, because if you do that, then you might take the pith and marrow out of our opponents.
Uh-huh.
You know, we want to talk about fair and balance.
But if our opponents aren't there, then we won't have a job. So we need them there.
I know, but
so we can protest them.
We got to give the illusion to the American people that there's more than one Constitution, more than one flag, more than one God.
More than one language.
And then if we can do that and we can just coincide mm-hmm. and work with our enemy, we call them the leftists.
Mm-hmm.
And if we call them the leftists, mm-hmm. If we take too hard of a stand, they might start calling us names. And if they do that, we have to protect our reputation.
Really?
Yes.
They would call us names?
Oh, every...
Like, what kind of name are you talking about? I mean...
The new one is racist.
They're gonna call me a racist?
Haters.
If I do this once...
Here's another one for you.
This is really
ignorant
disturbing.
To the Constitution of the United States.
Disturbing.
You know, but when the conservatives actually read the Constitution on the floor, uh-huh. they feel that that's some sort of threat. So we better not do that again.
Political tactic?
That's right. Yeah.
But, I mean, I have credentials. Are you telling me that they're going to disregard my credentials?
You can have credentials all you want, brother.
They're
from
just
going to
step on them?
No. The thing is when you get on conservative radio, that's what you want to do. You want to make sure that you find your worth in doing some yearly protest.
Okay.
You just keep laying down your arms in the sense of your rights, and you just keep letting the illegalities of what the left is doing, you let that continue on, and then you begin to make jokes about what they do. Yeah. As they, on the left, they're not playing at all. Do you see them making jokes?
Did Ronald Reagan tell us we could do this?
Answer my question. Do you see those on the left making jokes? No, you don't. Do you see those on the left? Do you see them taking ground? Do they mean what they say? Do you have a president in this administration right now who is a Saul Alinsky student who isn't playing games at all? Everybody on the right can laugh at the guy in the White House all day long, but who's really laughing, folks?
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, it's not the conservatives, are they? Let me ask you something, conservatives, for those that just don't get it. Let me ask you this. Does he mean what he says? Is he listening to no? Is he listening to what the law says, folks? Is he listening to what the Constitution that we're to chain him with? Is he paying attention to that? No, he's not. And by the way, he ain't laughing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is he conservatives? No, he's doing it. And I'll tell you what happens when you stand up. You have conservatives attacking you for meaning what you say.
Mm.
Because if you really mean what you say, then you've taken it too far. But they haven't figured out, through their own deception, that the left means exactly what they say, and they ain't playing.
So this is
they mean to overthrow the Constitution, and the conservatives are on their radio programs laughing it all up, aren't they? Or they're even agreeing with the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Well, you've got to honor the office, you know.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Just forget about the veterans that died, bled, and fought to magnify the Constitution. You got to magnify and honor the office.
Yeah.
No. I honor the office by dishonoring those that disrespect the oath that they took by honoring our veterans over what they do and what they don't do.
That's right. Because whose office is it? It is an office of the American people.
It's our office.
That's exactly right.
But they haven't figured that out. They're out getting their flat tops cut and their crew cuts and, you know, trying to figure out what pastoral glasses they're going to fit on their face this week. And
they can grow some facial hair.
Probably.
Yeah.
Still trying to figure out how they can just, you know, kind of mellow everything out. Stay lukewarm.
Yeah.
Don't want to be too hot, too cold, because if I do that, then, well, people really think I'm off my rocker.
That's true.
Have you had it with
loose cannon or something?
Have you had it with it?
Mm-hmm.
So have I. Now, I'm dead serious. I am tired of it. I'm in Orlando, Florida. My ministry's in Orlando, Florida. We're tracking anywhere and everywhere. We're talking to people all over the place. We went into a store today. I was tracking these black folks. Cool, stinking people. Walked up to him. I said to him, I got a question for you. He said, what's that? I said, so do you like Obama? He said, yeah. I said, why do you like Obama? He's a black young man. He said, because I like what he stands for. I said, what does he stand for? He says, well,
the Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party. I said, so what have they done for you?
Yeah, what he brought up next was that, well, they make sure that it's not all about the money, and they redistribute. He actually used those words.
He was being indoctrinated into a socialist mentality, and guess what?
Yep.
Until we began to talk with him, nobody took the time to begin to straighten out his thought life.
Right.
I said, so who do those socialists live off of? Who pays the bills?
Yeah,
I said, the capitalists do, don't they?
What's better, socialism or capitalism?
That's right. And
then
Jake said to him, and it was great when you said it, Jake, you said to him, so have you ever worked for a poor man before?
Ooh.
What did he say to that, Jake?
He said, well, he might have been poor, but he worked really hard and got rich.
But what is he now? We were in a Nike outlet store, folks. I said, the man that you work for is a very wealthy individual, isn't he? He said, yeah, very wealthy. I said, so what are we supposed to do with that guy then?
Mm-hmm.
Are we supposed to take his money and redistribute the wealth?
That's right. Because the example here is capitalism was bad, according to him. But capitalism is not bad. Socialism actually is. Because if a capitalist obeys, this is what never gets brought into the picture. If a capitalist obeys the Ten Commandments, we're in. We're going to do great. As a matter of fact, Colossians 3:23, do all that you can do is unto the Lord. You're going to prosper. You're going to have peace. You're going to have prosperity. And you're going to have capitalism under the Ten Commandments. But the difference is, I said, can a socialist follow the Ten Commandments?
That's right.
He can't, because a socialist actually steals from what's another man to redistribute it to another. Somebody who didn't earn it, money is taken from a man who did earn it and given to a man who did. Thou shalt not steal. A socialist can't follow the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
It's impossible, because
after
they
that,
work by force.
After that, I was walking around. He walked up to me. About 20 years old. He's in college to go to school for an accounting.
Super cool kid.
He said, can I ask you for your opinion? And I said, yeah, what is that? He said, I'm in college right now, and they don't care if I do good or bad. Listen to this carefully.
That's right.
He said, they're going to pass me anyways.
Yeah.
America, did you hear that? Oh, that's great. Yeah. But my point is this. Where's conservatism? Mm-hmm. Where is it at?
Are they conserving?
Well, no, no, no. Where are they're in the studios.
Yep.
They're on television. It's got to go further than that, folks. Mm-hmm. It's got to go into the stores. It's got to go on the streets. Mm-hmm. Where we're at,
that's right,
and we're doing the stuff, talking to these young people that don't know their left hand from their right hand, yep, because they think those that are on the right, it's a big game,
yep,
and they see those that are on the left mean what they say.
That's right. And
so
they get to see the fruit of it. They get to see the fruit of it. That's
so,
right.
So next time you hear one of these dinosaurs on radios, one of these radio programs laughing about what's going on in your country, folks, I'll tell you what, there's nothing funny about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because those on the left that you allow to do the illegalities of what they do mean what they say, and they don't care about what the law says.
Yeah.
Rest assured, they don't care what the law says.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your job, America, to make sure that the law says what the law says against all crimes. Not through compromise, not through policy, but through law.
That's right. Not through opinion either. And that's where you got on the wrong paradigm. When we brought in the Ten Commandments, the difference between capitalism and socialism, in his mind, he thought socialism is good. Because he's getting something. Because those that are touting the horn to him are actually delivering what they're giving. But if you bring in the Ten Commandments and the law and that which is right, there's no more argument. There's no more debate. I mean, I can't argue with you right now on top of your microphone thing that I can't say that's blue, it's red. It just clearly is. This is what it is.
And folks, let me remind you, that's why we can't get a lot of these liberals, these leftist whacks, these criminals on the radio with us, because when you know the law and you uphold the law, there's nothing to debate.
Yeah.
And that's why they're always looking for the conservatives that will move and compromise debate away the Constitution of the United States as they step on and desecrate the memories of your family members that have served in foreign wars.
That's right.
And forget that. Now, I want to bring it home, and I want you to understand how willing these people are to go to compromise away everything that we truly are.
You know, that's a great analogy. When a government comes and says we're going to bail out certain companies in a private sector, what they're saying is we're not going to bail them out. We're actually going to sink the ship of our youth. We've got to pass this along somewhere. Mm-hmm. There has to be a substantial... When you conservatives, or you Christians, or you people that say you're on the right, or Republicans, or whatever, you step out and you don't stand for solid issues, and you use the same bailout tactic, you're pitching it on the blood of our veterans.
Yep.
That's what you're doing. It's not you. It's not your house. It's not your boats. It's not your retirement. It's the blood. You're literally leveraging the blood of our veterans and causing it to become a waste and a lost cause. The same way that you complain about those liberals who bail people out and give billions of tax dollars and they put it on our children, it's going to be our children.
Yeah.
You're doing the same thing with the blood, and that's what leads to the children. So the first things first, folks, this is about blood. This is about the sacrifice of those that have went before us. And ultimately, if you're a Christian, it's about the blood of Christ. And boy, I would hate to be the man who claims the blood of Christ, takes the Lord's name in vain, because he will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Not now, and not in the life after.
That's right. I would say this again. Let's just go back to what we originally were talking about, and we're still talking about it. Why do we have welfare? America, why is there an ACLU? Why is there a Planned Parenthood, America? Why is there Social Security? Why do we have all of these programs when government has no business in them whatsoever? Why? Because the conservatives let it.
That's right.
Because the right didn't do the right thing at the right time, which is right now.
And take responsibility.
Convicting. Now we can hear this now. Convicting radio. No, people that love the truth love the show.
Hate
the truth?
Resolve.
That's right. And by the way, the Holy Ghost was sent to convict men of sin. He never comforts a man that's in sin.
There's no comfort there.
No.
It's a delusion. And no matter what you laugh about.
They are in a delusion, and they got the preachers and the prophets and the pastors and the priests keeping them in that delusional world.
Yeah.
That's changing. Why is the church talking about cultural change, social change? Why are they agreeing with the left?
To your candor,
folks, I'm asking you the question, why? Who's not doing their job? I mean, we can sit on this radio show and just overlook these issues, too. And tomorrow we can be a little bit further backwards than we are today.
Yeah.
We've had it. We got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break. I want to talk about the Penn State issue. And, Jake, you got to do a quick commercial for prefer none other than Embassy Suites.
Thank you.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness. Just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know, great point. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Now, folks, when we were driving through Orlando here, listen, you can put me in a room with 1,000 people and I'll find something wrong with every one of them. Because I'm not the standard. Christ is the standard. The resurrection, the resurrected one, is the standard, not man's fallen carnal nature. And we were driving through Orlando, and as I was looking around, I thought, you know, Orlando's beautiful. There's no question about it. Florida is beautiful. It's a beautiful state. But I noticed that International Drive is becoming second rate rather than first class. And right when I said that, I said to my wife, I said, it's interesting that we will sit there and try to find excuses as to what we allow in our country rather than to talk about the things with the law of God in our hearts and the mouth of the just, speaking of judgment, to protect or perfect ourselves. In other words, I was saying this. Why are we sitting here talking about what we can overlook so we don't have to deal with it and say, let's just try to find the good in everything? Wait a second. The good is in the fact that we perfect that which lacks. That's where the good is. That's the mind of the military man. It really, truly is. They're always seeking perfection. Yet, in America, we have seen the standard lowered where people are looking for excuses as to why they stay where they stay, if they stay there at all. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand that. It's not looking at things through a negative scope. Wait a second. The commandment of God, the law of God, is a negative to the carnal man. Mm-hmm. When we're in agreement with Christ, we love that law. The Bible says the law is spiritual. I'm carnal, sold under sin. But when I'm a Christian born of his spirit, I agree with his law in everything that he says. Oh, how love I the law, David said. Mm-hmm. Paul said the same thing in Romans 7. He agreed with it, and he knew Christ had to deliver him and fulfill the law.
Yeah.
In the end, his righteousness through Christ. And it's the same thing. I mean, when I go inside my offices, I don't look for everything that looks great. I mean, for some reason, I'm hooked up in the way where it's like, no, this needs to be fixed. That needs to be fixed. We got to put this here. We got to get out there. We got to do that. The Bible says we're to seek and save that which is lost. We have to go to the highways and to the byways. We have to compel them to come in. We haven't done enough of that yet. I mean, without giving merit to ourselves, how many tracks have you given out since you've been here, Jay?
Nonstop.
Yeah. It's fun.
It's awesome.
It's
you give
great.
Your life.
I love
right.
to interact with people.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things the kids...
There's no limit to your love. You know, you can't limit your love back to God. He never limited it to us. And you can tell who really loves God, the people that limit it.
Yeah.
That's exactly right, the people that limit it.
Let me go back to the young black man at Nike.
Yeah. This is a great analogy. This kid was awesome, you guys.
He was. He asked me the question. He said, so what would you do? I said, well, first of all, bro, I'm a Christian. I said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm a Christian, too. And he goes, that's exactly right.
Amen.
And thank you for the tracks, too, that have the Ten Commandments up there.
That's right.
And you know what he was saying? He was thanking me, and he's saying, thank you for loving me enough mm-hmm. to cross over the line to say hello to me and just show me that you really cared for me.
Yep.
Rather than just talk about the problems that exist, mm-hmm. let's fix the problems.
Yep.
That's what love does.
That's right.
And it's the same thing when I go back to Orlando, International Drive. I find fault with what I see because it can be better than what it is. That's love for Orlando.
Yeah.
That's love for my bro at Nike. I'm not finding fault with them. Just No. Listen, you don't grow if everything's okay.
Mm-hmm. You know,
Jesus said, you're going to be purged. And when I purge you, you're going to bring forth more fruit, John 15, that you might glorify my Father. But mm-hmm. if everything's okay... Like America thinks for some reason it's just going to get better on its own.
Yeah.
And folks, let me tell you something. That will never happen. Try that with your car.
Exactly.
You hear a ticker going off inside of your motor.
It'll get
don't
better.
Fix it. Yeah,
that's
just right. Say it's going to get better and
it
see what happens.
Itself. Yeah, or husbands, just don't take a shower. I mean, eventually you'll smell good again, right? No, you maintenance yourself every day. We're set. That's nature right now.
Yeah.
We're set on that pattern. God made it very specific through his laws. They are to be a negative because when we walk in that which is right, the negative is there to preserve that which is right. And you're going to rejoice in that. It's like the difference between a cat and a pig. And this is Charles Spurgeon's analogy. It's brilliant. The pig loves the mud. He just loves the mud. You clean him up, he's going to run right back into the mud. And folks, some of you guys are spiritual pigs. That's just all there is to it. You're not a cat. A cat can't stand when he gets anything on his fur. He's licking himself off. You get a cat dirty, he's going to get himself clean within an hour.
Yeah. Well,
pig the other way around.
Yet.
So when you have these two different natures struggling, the issue is when you debase yourself to emotions, you debase yourself to self. It's not about Christ. Same thing with our politicians. The only reason they can play games, they have no respect for the blood because nobody holds them accountable to
the
blood.
They have no fear of God.
Exactly. No fear of God.
They have no fear of their citizens.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And when there's no fear there, guess what? The pig's going to wallow in the mud.
Yep. Because you let him wallow in the mud.
Mm-hmm. And
you encourage him to do it again.
Yeah, and you can go clean him up once, twice a week. It's going to be heavy maintenance. But the bottom line is we need to have our natures changed and
that's
converted.
Right. And the only one that can do that is Christ. That's exactly right. Now, can I go back to Bass real quick?
Stay busy. To the bath time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, now, I got to be honest, Jake, because we're always telling the truth on this program, right?
Shame
I noticed that you were wearing the same clothes for 3 days in a row.
That was a while ago. But I did take a bath every day.
Dude, no offense, but that's like, to me, that's gross.
Some people make a living off that, selling albums, you know, they never shower and they never wash their hair, but I do all that.
You're talking about the Grateful Dead.
You're talking about that hippie Bobby Dylan,
right?
Oh, man. Those dirty hippies.
You want to talk about man's fallen nature?
There you go, right there. There's some pigs. Spiritual pigs.
That is a trophy for the carnal man.
Yep.
It really is.
Yep.
So what's up with you not like changing your clothes?
No, I thought we passed that.
We're not past that because we haven't got this out yet. We're perfecting you right now, Jake.
I'm being perfected. I better be a cat. I need to start grooming myself
more. I have noticed this, folks. It's pretty incredible. I've noticed that almost everywhere you go...
Mm-hmm.
Your wife has got you buying something for her and the kids.
I just love my family.
Well, that's great. But boy, I'll tell you what, it's been a long
time since I bought myself something.
Arm wrestling match with Jake, hasn't it been? I remember when I first met you and you would sit there and go through an hour through your checkbook to balance up a dime.
It had to balance.
That's good. That's the spirit of grace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I need to spend that dime, too, not just
now,
find it.
Why don't we do this? Okay, let's just...
I did buy some clothes today, by the way.
Okay, good for
you. I bought a new pair of shoes, actually.
That's...
That was
praise
incredible.
God. I'm sincerely happy about
this
that.
This is a new shirt.
Okay, now just hang on a second.
I'm trying to get ahead of this.
I know you are, but we're not going to. I noticed that you're buying nice stuff. You're not buying cheap stuff.
That's right.
What we need to do.
Yep.
Okay, well, first of all, we need to change our clothes every day.
That's true.
Take a shower every day.
I do that.
No excuses.
I floss and brush my teeth every day, too.
That's cool, and I believe that. I think a couple times.
Sometimes,
I think your breath would have knocked a buzzard off a poop wagon.
I like onions.
Okay. But you get my point, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now we have to bring him into a really nice store and get him some, not just deodorant, but we have to get a real nice spray. We got to get off that 1995.
Poofy.
You know that perfume? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, because this Adidas,
actually, I don't even buy
this
it.
Adidas stuff that lasts for about a minute and it smells like Fink pee. Okay.
Fink pee?
Yeah, and people behind you think it smells good. It doesn't. It's like the Little House in the Prairie where the girl walks up to the little boy, Jimmy, that she likes. She says, what do you think of that? What's that smell? He goes, it smells like a dead skunk. Point, Jake, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just loving on the truth, bro. Love makes men free.
It works totally ill.
Hey, faithful are the wounds of a friend. And the
That's
Bible
right.
also says that a faithful witness delivers souls.
Mm-hmm.
What do they deliver them from? From
That's
the
right.
lies, from the bondages,
yep.
from the prison houses,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Okay.
You know, it bringing up that, just on a serious note even, where the Bible says, he that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. That word literally means to oxidize, to rust. So if we're not upkeeping ourselves all the time in the spirit, we're gonna eventually get this buildup, this oxidization, this rust. It's a high maintenance thing.
Oxidization.
That's right.
Okay. Cool.
Where the oxygen comes in and we don't clean the water off the rims per se, they start to rust. And that's the same thing. We're in a fallen nature. That's where we're at. We're a fallen state as far as a creation.
Yeah.
We're constantly having to upkeep our fallen nature all the time. And that's why Christ said, I came to convict the world of sin, because they are going to continue in sin, kind of like children. They're just going to, like pigs,
to the mud. You're preserving the meat by throwing salt on it.
That's right. And how in the world are you going to do that? Becoming their friend and saying emotionally the things that they like and teach them how to lose weight, teach them how to become wealthy. That's not, that's a byproduct of following Christ.
Hang
it's
on
not
a second.
Something you give lessons in.
Good point. Have you ever noticed that when you're walking outside, just food for thought, this is Bradley thought. Have you ever noticed that every time you walk out and you pay at the cash register, you always see the great weight loss plans. And you look right below it, and it's got a picture of a perfect body, which, by the way, is fabricated through computers. That's a fact. My wife will give you a lesson on that one. But it's interesting, when you walk up, did you notice when you look down just a little bit, you see M&M's, Milky Ways, Kit Kats.
And I'm not eating out of a box.
I'm trying to figure that out. But it's like every three months you see someone new come out with a new weight plan.
Mm-hmm.
How come they never tell you to quit eating chocolate?
Because people don't emotionally like that. It might hurt their feelings.
No. Hey, dude.
It's a little judgmental.
Hey, no, it's not judgmental. Dude, you're fat.
That's right.
You need to quit eating candy.
Put
down Hershey. They won't say that. They want to sit there and tickle your back and tell you everything that you should do, but they don't tell you what you don't do.
That's right.
And what they need to tell you is what not to do, because that's where the love's found in the first place.
And that's where the weight loss is found as well.
Thank you very much. And then maybe their pants
not
will
until
fit.
Then. That's right.
Gee whiz.
But then if their pants fit, then they wouldn't need to come back to the weight loss person and keep paying them money either. So maybe it's a business plan.
This is intelligent talk, dude.
That's right.
And this is bringing about change. This is conversive
talk.
It is.
Yeah. It is. It's what people don't normally think about. And now they're saying, you know what? That's right. This is intelligent stuff.
That's right.
Coming out of Orlando, Florida at 660 WRL.
As they're standing in the mirror right now saying, you know what, Bradley, Jake, I am fat.
I need to change something about it.
Change my tune. No more chocolate. We're going
to
come back for hour two right after this break. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty.